headliners.
Okay, headliners, today, we got a special show for you. We are now on our 51st episode. Another 50 more.
51,
see if we can do it.
Let's do it.
Let's reveal the character we got today, guys. Probably see it in the title. We are speaking about the Prince of All Saiyans. My guy with the fucking...
McDonald's hairline.
Yes. I was trying to come up with the right thing to say, but it was like everything was a bit too vulgar. I'm not gonna lie.
Would they have it any other way?
Hey, man? What was that FA, man? What was that? I felt like that was a bit of sarcasm right there.
That is the best character in the series, just there, and no one's giving him the
Oh, God. The GFI.
All right. We'll give him the credit. So, if you haven't joined the show before, what we do is we break it down. We banter a bit, and you know, we just really embrace the character. So, first topic, right off the bat, we're just gonna jump right in it. Pros and cons of this character.
Wait, my guy's sick. He don't come with no cons. Just putting it out there.
For some reason, I'm getting the impression that FA really likes this character.
Oh.
Pros and cons, though.
Here's the thing. You know what one of my pros is? Pros is he's just an instigator. Have you noticed in every arc, right? They're like trying to suss out who the main villain is. You know, they're trying to like try and get a gauge on him. And then Vegeta's always the guy to just go off the handle. And like, if the villain wasn't a villain before, now he is a villain. And then Vegeta gets his ass handed to him. And then you're like, oh shit, this guy's actually a threat. And it's like, okay, now we go train, we come back, and then we fight this guy for real. Like,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's actually
it? Remember the androids, right? Wasn't it Trunks who said, okay, we have to go destroy the androids before they awaken? And he went and took Vegeta, right? And wasn't it like Vegeta who said, let them out? Like, didn't he say, like, let them out of their...
Yeah, because Vegeta is not a punk bitch. He was like, let them fight. You're telling me you're about to fight someone that's still sleeping. Vegeta said, no. This is a real saying. And he was like, I'm not down for that.
I'm not entirely...
He's a real saying, but what did Android 18 do to him? What did Android 18 do to him, FA?
Broke that motherfucker's arm.
That's what he did more than that.
but that was better than killing robots that were still sleeping. Vegeta is the kind of guy that wants to challenge himself. That's why he's so strong. He's keep pushing himself, you know.
But if you're Trunks and you go back in time, Vegeta's already dead. You already know he can't handle this. You're like, all right, cool. You know, Gohan, one arm, he's protecting me. You know, Gohan's dead. Everyone's dead. I come back and I'm telling you, look, let's stop this before it even gets out of hand. And then Vegeta's like, nah, son, fuck you. And it's just like, let them out. Let Cowboy out. You know?
And I'm saying this, yeah. Vegeta would be where he is now if he didn't let those robots out of that place, those androids.
Really? You reckon?
I mean, if they didn't come alive and all that shit, you're telling me Vegeta would be as strong as he is now?
I mean, you could pretty much say that for every villain, though, isn't it? Yeah. I only think he's only strong.
I mean, you make a good point, but also,
think he's stronger than he is now because of like Goku. Like,
nah.
Goku, like, he's the one that sets the threshold as to how strong he should be as a pure blood Saiyan. Every time he ups a level, fans a new transformation, because Goku's always the innovator of those new transformations in the series.
Not Super Vegeta. Super Vegeta came because of the android.
That's true, but like I only think he's trying to keep up with Goku, and that's why he's so strong.
Because there was a moment where he was trying to keep up with Trunks and he was trying to keep up with Gohan. He's just jealous of everyone, pretty much.
Look at that a different way and say that's a pro, because for him, He's always trying to be the best, and he doesn't want no one to be ahead of him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but the thing about Vegeta, that's kind of the problem is, why when you get stronger, you have to kind of worry.
Why are you laughing? What's funny?
I've never seen you on a character like this before.
Nah, I've got his back. I'm here for him.
You know the problem with Vegeta, right?
Yeah,
the problem with Vegeta is with his power hunger and all of this other stuff, you worry as strong as he gets that sometimes is he going to use it for the right things? Like Goku, he's getting stronger, but you know, Goku, he's fun, he's loving, ha ha ha. Vegeta, oh, I'm finally strong enough, fuck it. Let me actually just blow up this planet that I've been trapped to my entire life. And then you get this fucking Vegeta.
That's not sick. I was behind
I liked Majin Vegeta because he did that thing to Goku, bro. But you know, other than that, I
think that's when they went really, really over the top with his hairline. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Like, yeah, man, he was on steroids and shit. He was mad that arc. He was mad in Majin arc.
I guess like probably one of his biggest cons probably is arrogance, right? I mean, obviously he sees that as kind of like a good thing for him, and sometimes it is, but there are times where it's kind of pulled him back, and it's like, do you just relax a bit?
I'm not gonna lie, I personally think he's got a very nice set of he's got a nice arsenal on him, you know. He's got the Gatling gun, he's got the Big Bang, he's got the Final Flash. You know, obviously he's, you know, whenever he's in the Majin Vegeta, like I feel like whenever I played with him as a character anyway, he had a nice set of arsenals to him, and they were very aesthetic anyway. Not obviously like, obviously, like when it comes to like pros and cons, I know that aesthetics don't really mean anything, but I feel like I'm not sure if it makes him versatile, but I feel like he did have a handful of things that he can use here to basically mash up your face. So I like that, man.
No, I like that as well. I agree with Chris.
But I don't think he's that great at martial arts, right? Like, I don't think he can throw hands the way
Goku can.
Like, I don't know, you know. He's fast.
He's good.
He's fast.
A lot of the times, every fight he has, he tries to end over beam, or he's always trying to do a beam.
Yeah.
Because
you realize most fights he had, like, he kept his distance.
Sorry,
most fights he had that I've watched of him is like he kept his distance from his opponent.
Yeah, because unless he's very confident that he's gonna fuck you up, Vegeta is not throwing hands. He's more trying to fight back and throw beams at you.
I think he's faster than I think he's a faster, like in terms of like martial arts. I think he's slightly faster than Goku. You know, I get the impression that he is anyway. Not as effective. In terms of like his punches and his kicks and his throws, I feel like they're faster. I feel like he's a faster fighter than Goku.
But is that only because he's more nimble? Like he's physically is like
it's a possibility. It's a possibility. But I'm just throwing.
I think he's faster purely because I genuinely believe this guy has more energy, I guess, if we're looking at Dragon Ball Z world, than Goku. In terms of energy level, I think if you put Goku and Vegeta back to back, Vegeta is throwing out a stronger beam than Goku. And if he puts all the power into moving faster, I think that's where his speed comes from. And yeah, that's my theory. Anyway.
You know what? FA, you're 100% right. Because even in the anime, in that super arc, Dragon Ball Super, Tournament of Power, like literally Spirit Bomb on Jiren did nothing. But that final, what's it called? Final Flash.
Yeah.
That full power, 100% Final Flash. That looked deadly, fam. The whole screen was shaking. That looked deadly, fam. You know,
and he even did it before with Cell. Like, he was the only one that, apart from when Gohan powered up, he was the only one that threw a beam that was like, shit. Cell was like, fuck. If I had fucked up, that would have killed me.
Yeah. Final Flash is sick. That's my favorite Vegeta move. That's my favorite Vegeta move. I like Big Bang Attack as well. But yeah, like I think the main cons reside within his like his jealousy. Like he has too much envy when it comes to like his rivals around the people around him.
You know what it is about Vegeta? You know? He has small dick energy.
That's a bit mad.
I think that'll be the title of this video. That'll be the title.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's not like every guy with small dick is like this, but you know those people where they just give really me the impression annoyed. That they
are. Yeah.
You know those ones that are just really annoyed and they overcompensate and they're just like, you know, they just have to outwork you, they have to outperform you, they have to be known as the best, they need their ego stroked at every second. You know, it's one of those ones where I wouldn't be surprised if he went into the same toilets as Goku just to see if he had a bigger dick.
Wow.
But which one of them got the better woman, though?
Between Chi Chi and Bulma.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I always look at the two, and I always believe that Chi Chi would have been perfect for Vegeta, and Bulma and Goku should have got together.
Really? I don't see that, fam.
Neither do I.
I don't see that.
I don't see the way it works now. I'll be honest with you. The way it works now is kind of confusing to me. I'm like, okay, cool, fine. You know, yeah. I feel like if you flipped it, would have been I could see that.
I think Vegeta and Bulma have a good dynamic, though.
I do not agree.
But the thing is, you don't really get to see that dynamic played out enough, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they just pop out, have a baby, then, like, this bad boss, like, you know.
What,
yeah.
You want to see him fucking Steve? What?
Well, yeah, why not? Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, we're meant to be talking about the pros and cons of a freaking card, fam. Like, you know.
No, but like, you know.
Let's talk about his freaking techers in bed for a minute. Let's talk about the pros and cons of his techers in bed, innit?
No, we're not going that far.
So you guys want to talk about, you guys want to talk about their, you know, this kind of like sexual relationship thing, right? But then when you want to talk about the pros and cons for, I mean, the freaking bedroom, fam, you guys just all of a sudden want to shy away. Let me know, guys, innit? Let me know.
I'm not ready to go that far down the rabbit hole.
You guys are tactical. Why does it always come to the bedroom with DBZ characters? Just want to know.
I guess we all wondered that as kids, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you know what? Let's wrap up the pros and cons then.
Let's do this.
Okay. Oh wait, is this the pros and cons of his abilities or the character?
It's meant to be his abilities. That's why I started talking about the Gatling gun, the final flash. I started talking about the big bang attack. Okay.
Let's wrap up his abilities, right? I would say the thing about Vegeta, which I do agree with, is he's never someone who gets to the finish line first. If he gets a power up, it's only because Goku got a power up, or Gohan got a power up, someone else got a power up, then Vegeta gets a power up.
Yeah.
Vegeta is always the guy who's like measuring himself against someone else's improvements. Like, he's never actually on top, and he's kind of the underdog. He's kind of the underdog. After he got beat the first time, you know, trying to invade Earth, he's always just been playing catch up, I would say.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree. I mean, I like Chris said.
Wait.
Got the relationships.
Yeah. Significant relationships. Now I'm gonna let Steve go. Pick any character within the show. Talk about his relationship with that character.
Well, significant relationships.
It doesn't have to be significant. It could be with any side character. It could be with Joe.
What do you think about his interaction, his relationship with Nappa? The guy that I came to.
The fuck cares about his relationship with Nappa?
Certainly not Vegeta.
Why was he...
Can I answer that question? I would like to answer that question because something just came to mind, didn't it? Just let me know.
Go on.
Yeah, literally, for some reason, like, when I think about Vegeta and freaking Nappa, I think about Kanan and Sean from Power. It just came to my mind. I just think, like, raw, like, you know, Vegeta's just kind of like standing over there. He's like, you don't even deserve to be standing next to me, fam. You know what?
Yeah. I feel that way more towards Vegeta in future Trunks.
Really?
Oh my god. There's no respect there.
He didn't respect future Trunks at all. To be honest with you, if I was future Trunks, I would have just disowned my own dad. I'd have been like, I would have sabotaged him to get him killed. Now, I know that inadvertently kills me if he dies, but like, that's how much I would have just hated him. I would have hated him that much with all the shit talking that he does. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this.
I don't know. Like, my memory's a bit hazy, but was he actually vocal about if he was disappointed in him about anything? Like,
yes, he was a dickhead. every time he was just criticizing, and I'm like, nigga, what have you done with your life?
Not as good Trunks went against everything.
Again, I think I said this last time. I'll pick up some soil from the ground. I'll be like, this is you. This is what you're the king of. This is your kingdom. It's like, oh, you're not royalty. You're just the immigrant. You're just the immigrant, okay? Oh, so chill out. Chill out.
I think he's probably one of the main catalysts for why Vegeta turned Super Saiyan. Obviously, this man came down, did Super Saiyan buddies with Goku. I was like, you know, fuck this. I'm gonna go out of space and train.
You know what, yeah? You know what? What's very interesting about this is, like, I think Trunks was one of the first people that we actually spoke about, like, on the anime headliners. And when we spoke about Trunks, like, we were kind of talking about how, like, well, you know, when it comes to, like, his dynamic between himself and obviously, like, Vegeta, like, Trunks was just a guy who was kind of, like, more of a balanced Saiyan. Although, to be fair, Saiyans aren't really supposed to be, they're not meant to be balanced. They're just meant to be all out there, brawl. You know, you look at me one funny way, brawl, etc. So I guess, like, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to kind of, like, talk about it from Vegeta's perspective, like, you know, in terms of, like, just kind of, like, dynamics of just the way that it is. But, like, yeah, like, I agree with Aaron. He didn't like Trunks, and I felt like he was just, but you know, like, what's,
well, at least in the beginning he didn't like Trunks. Obviously they had their understanding towards the end and their you know, love of each other, but a lot of the times, even when he got angry early on, he got angry because he felt that if you were doing something to Trunks, it was disrespect to him, because Trunks was still his son. So though he didn't love Trunks, like, he'll be screaming at Trunks getting, you know, blasted away, and it's not because he loves him, it's because he's like, bro, that's my son. That's blood.
Yeah, because remember when they first came out the chamber to fight Cell, and he's like, yeah, that's my son, he's almost as strong as me. He was so proud of him.
Honestly, he loves Trunks,
but he's such a liar as well. Trunks was talking about that period.
yeah No, but I think he knew, but they rate Trunks for that power up there. They're just like, nah.
I just don't think that. I feel like he never really had any problem with his strength and his ability, but it's just the guy's mindset, innit? He just doesn't really rate
that. He wants him to
that's
be
what
more
it is.
Rugged.
He just wants the guy to say, look, I don't even care. That's the question that I was trying to ask earlier, though. Like, what's the best kind of, like, mentality to have? Like, you know, the kind of, like, you know, shoot first and ask questions later, you know, kind of like Vegeta really doesn't really give a damn. Like, you just go in there, just mash one up, blow people's planets up and stuff like that, or just have a bit more, you know, a bit more of a peaceful mindset and just kind of like, okay, maybe just strategic a little bit, like, not always going forward and stuff. But ask the question.
Vegeta, for him as a Saiyan, or what a Saiyan is, a True Blood Saiyan, is exactly what Vegeta is.
Exactly, fam.
So that's why he didn't like Trunks at the beginning, because
Aaron might disagree to that, fam, because, like, you know, although, like, yeah, like, Vegeta knows what it means to be a freaking Saiyan, doesn't necessarily mean that he embodies it, fam, because, you know, yeah, like, you know, let's go ahead and just beat all of these people up, but then he does get fucked up quite a lot, fam. I'm not gonna lie, fam, he does get fucked
the
up
thing about lot. True Blood, he says, like, what it means to be a pure blood Saiyan. I think I'm like, no, Broly is probably what it means to be a pure blood Saiyan, because Broly literally does not think. He has zero brain. You know, Vegeta, he's just angsty. Vegeta gets his butt handed to him, and then he cries. And then, you know, he comes back and he's like, oh, I'm stronger. And then maybe he'll do a little bit better. He'll still lose, but because he'll lose standing up, or he'll lose with pride. That's what, like, Vegeta will usually do. Like, he'll lose with pride or something like that. And it's like, okay, he'll get, like, those small victories.
With pride. You say lose with pride.
Yeah, that's what they try and do. They're like, oh, Vegeta, you didn't give up. You stood tall and all this other stuff.
Nah, guys.
And they was like, oh, he's good because he was still able to stand up.
Guys, I swear I've seen this guy cry bare times in this series. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was even going to go into the relationship with him and Frieza, because I swear that guy made him cry multiple times, guys. Like,
let's be real. We would all cry. Frieza literally killed your entire race. Like, I would cry. If Frieza beat my ass and he's mocking me and he's saying, your people are all shit, I killed your family, I killed your people, I would cry. I'm not going to lie. I'm just saying.
I won't cry. I'll just fuck him up.
Tevin, you're
you
not gonna
can't
cry.
Though. You can't. You're Vegeta.
Even if I know I can't, but I'm not gonna stand there and cry and look like a little bitch in front of him. You'll just kill me too.
He killed your dad. Killed everybody.
No, but like Vegeta can't do anything to him. He tried to fight him and he got smacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was saying it was a Super Saiyan, like, this isn't even my final reborn Super Saiyan.
No. Don't even do that to him. Steve, you just stop.
No, what do you mean? Don't do that to him. This guy was saying Super Saiyan. I was like, what the hell is Super Saiyan in Namek? You know, when I was that first alone, time, man. I am now a Super Saiyan. I'm like, what the hell is this? What does that mean?
He was wrong. People make mistakes. Let Vegeta make his mistakes, man.
He made bare mistakes, fam. He made bare mistakes.
He want to make.
Nah, but look
what
at him now.
What do you guys think about his relationship with his family? Because we're talking about Bulma and like actual Trunks, not future Trunks, like kid
my
Trunks
question,
and Bulma.
My question. The thing.
Who's his other child?
Bulla.
Bulla, yeah, Bulla.
I'm wondering, yeah. I'm wondering if Vegeta is a better dad to his family than Goku is to his actual family.
Absolutely. He was just a dick to future Trunks, but when you look at his relationship to kid Trunks, he's actually a dad.
There you go, man. He's a nice father to his kids.
I think the early thing, right, it was, I think until the Buu saga, he had never hugged Trunks. But after that, he did become a better dad.
Because Buu showed him the levels. Buu showed him
what he was doing. You see, and then you tell me that these people can have sex. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, they're all just emotionally stuck people. I'm just
Why they can have sex. For them, it's just a raw thing. It's a raw, like, you know, instinct. I've got to fuck. Make big.
I bet he ejaculated into a cup and Bulma just used that. She just took that to
wow. Hey, really? Really?
What? I don't believe that they actually got it on. I just don't.
But that's why I think it's broken.
Well, what you imagine? You're telling me you can imagine Bulma throwing it back on Vegeta and Vegeta like
he's just saying all of this stuff with chest, fam. With chest. I know. It's not a COVID
you know
chest.
How, you know how like he lungs, has fam. That small dick energy? Then he probably went Super Saiyan and better get up.
Oh my god! How are you guys saying this?
I'm gonna follow this one. I'm staying out of this one.
Guys! How are you saying this with such chest, fam? What are you guys bench press in the gym, fam? This is mad. Might say this with a lot of chest, fam.
All I can imagine is Vegeta.
I know what you can imagine. But you've just explained it to me.
No, all I can imagine is Vegeta with his arms crossed having a fucking fuss because he doesn't want to fucking get it on with Bulma and she's just there tugging him off into a fucking cup because she needs his semen.
My God.
It's like, okay, cool.
Okay,
when Effie's telling me, oh, that's the first time we hugged his son, I'm like, that's the first time we probably hugged anyone. It's the first time we probably hugged anyone, man. I'm not even surprised.
Have you hugged any?
Y'all are nasty, all right? Y'all are nasty.
Trust me.
What do you mean? Look, some people can't have children. That's why. That's how you have. Well, that's not how you have children. But they need to, you know, do it throughout the moon.
I'd rather do it one way or no way.
This was supposed to be a children.
And that's how you end up like Yamcha, Tevin.
Exactly. That's not the one.
I'm not even gonna.
Did Yamcha ever throw fist? Did Yamcha ever throw hands with Vegeta?
He should have.
Would you be
in my head?
You could have passed level one, fam. You could have passed level
one. Man dropped to your planet, killed you, and then stole your girl. Brought you back to life and stole your girl. What the fuck?
Well,
we'll thank Fist.
Back to his dynamic with his family, yeah. Vegeta, I feel like what you said before about him being a better father, like an actual good father, I feel like he's grown into, you know, having affection. I mean, he's been with the people of Earth for a while now, so he's going to be around for his family when he needs to. Like, he was prepared to miss that tournament to see the birth of his daughter. But then Wiz did that thing to just bring her out, like the daughter out. So yeah, to get. So yeah. I think he's
he
a
missed the blow from his daughter.
Hmm.
What do you say, Aaron?
He didn't want to miss the birth of his daughter.
yeah, man, he said he has to stay around. This was like in Super, he was just talking about it, and he didn't want to miss the birth of his daughter.
Is this the Pat Tournament of Power?
Yeah, this Tournament of Power, yeah.
So he's willing to miss the Tournament of Power, which obliterates the universe if you lose, so that he can go see the birth of his daughter.
But that's what I'm saying.
Knowing that he's
that's
one of the strongest people in the tournament, and that if they lose, his daughter's dead anyway. And this is Vegeta, the guy who has no feelings, but somehow he's become such a soy boy that he needs to go see the birth of his daughter when there's a tournament going on that will obliterate the universe. Okay, cool, because that makes sense.
When you get slapped, yeah, the way you get slapped by Cell, fam, so much so to the point that you're underground, crippled like this, trunks, you become a better person. You get humbled,
innit? Sensitive Vegeta.
Trunks. When you get folded up like that, yeah, you become a better person, fam. That's what I'm saying, innit? That's what I'm saying, fam. It makes sense to me, innit?
Do you know the way Cell killed Trunks when he came back? Super perfect and that. Did the little Death Bean thing killing him.
Yeah.
The way Vegeta reacted, if that was Goku and Gohan put in that place, do you think Goku would have reacted the same?
Nah, man. I don't think he would have. I don't know. He's supposed to, because he reacted pretty badly to Krillin. He reacted that same way to Krillin. I don't know when it comes to Gohan, you know.
Nah, he would have. He would have. He would have.
You don't think he would?
He's a bad dad, yeah. Yeah. But I think he actually does care about his friends and family, innit?
Give it a second. Give it a second. Because he literally put Gohan to fight with Cell, fam. I don't.
He was confident Gohan would win.
No, but this is what I'm saying, fam. Like, even though you're still confident, you think, yeah, like, you know, you still don't put your son right in the front line, fam, to basically fight. So in place in your place instead.
Yeah.
So but I thought that there's a bit of. I thought we've spoken about Goku as well, fam. He screws are a little bit loose. So I don't think that we would have given us, he would have given us the reaction that we respected. But here we're talking about Vegeta, guys, man. Vegeta, innit?
I mean, I don't know if there is one, but what do you think about Vegeta's relationship with Gohan?
With Gohan?
I feel like he was the uncle that Gohan needed. Because like I said, Goku was always disappearing. He was training Boo. And then he went to go get the Black Star Dragon Balls. And then all this time, Vegeta's there with Gohan, and he's like, oh, Gohan, how you doing? Because Gohan, he's kind of like settled down, he's mellowed out, and he's there for Gohan. And I remember with the, what was it? The baby situation that happened in GT. And I know a lot of people don't like GT, but fuck you. I still watched it, so we're going to talk about GT. I enjoyed the baby arc. I enjoyed that arc. When Goten and Gohan got infected by, you know, the villain and whatnot, if that was old Vegeta, he would have no problem killing those two. Legit, he would just kill them. He'd probably take pleasure in killing them. But in this fight, he held back because it was like, you know, these are the sons of Goku. These are his friends. These are, you know, his extended family, so to speak. And it kind of fucked him up in that way, because then obviously he got control or my control by baby and whatnot. And I think that showed a lot of growth on Vegeta's part. It's still one of my favorite scenes of that character still to this day, which, yeah, that's just my opinion on his relationship with Gohan.
I think probably if we stick to just Z, right, I think as the show went on, he lost a lot of respect for Gohan, right? Because obviously at the end of the day, Vegeta is still saying that wants to fight, wants to go strong.
Lost respect for Gohan.
Yeah, as a community, I like that. So like, especially you get to see it in the start of the Buu saga, when he was like, he was just so disappointed when Gohan was weaker than what he was when he was fighting Cell.
It was really highlighted in that fight with Deborah, isn't it?
Yeah,
I was fair expecting him to mess him up in seconds, but like, you're not telling me your son, Kakarot, or something like that, you know.
Oh, because again, what is it, the same criticism that he asked for? That he asked for Gohan, he asked for Trunks, he just expects people to just kind of like smoke,
especially like since the way Gohan performed against Cell, like, and with Trunks, I think that's just because he's his son, isn't it? But with the way Gohan performed against Cell, he was expecting that to be there. Like, I think for a little while, Vegeta might have seen his rival in Gohan when Goku was dead.
Of course,
that was that new target for him, right? Yeah. So when Gohan dropped from that, although he doesn't, he still likes Gohan, he just doesn't respect him in that sense anymore.
I'm going to bring it back to Budokai once again, but pretty much, if you do the Gohan story and you do like these extra little bits in the story mode, you will see bits after when you defeat Cell, like, it'll be like, train with Vegeta, and then the dialogue will be, fuck you, Gohan! I need to fight the strongest, or something like that. Your father's not there anymore, or something like that. So, yeah, I'm just thinking, it's a thing where Gohan's like, this is long, fam. So, I just thought he's just one of those guys that, you know, I just want to get away from, because I'm not...
Isn't this the same thing with what Vegeta does in Super, though, where even with the, you know, the other universes, Saiyans, or, you know, those... Califa and
Cabbage, all of those guys,
whatever their names are, he kind of takes this mentorship role over all of the Saiyans. I think that's shown a lot of growth, because I don't think he would have been able to do that if he was like the old Vegeta. I feel like once he started to humble himself.
Yeah.
So what would he have done? Like, would he have wanted to try to kill them or something like that?
I think he would have wanted to fight
them. I don't think he would have gained their respect. I think he would have just, like, he would have been too rigid. He wouldn't have known how to, like, talk to people on a level. Like, he's a lot more patient, from what I've seen anyway, in the newer episodes. But he still retains his morals as a Saiyan. Like, he's still arrogant. He still wants you to be arrogant as well. I feel like, in all honesty, he's one of the better characters in Dragon Ball Z. I could talk about Vegeta forever, because he's actually grown from arc to arc.
Yeah. The only thing is, I think it's plot that lets him down, in a sense where they've always, no matter what he does, it's always like he's always destined to be behind Goku, right?
Destined. That's a strong word.
That brings us to the next point. Apparently, he has a new form, guys.
Ultra Ego, woo! Love it.
So Ultra Ego. I can't believe they named it Ultra Ego. Like, when I first saw that, I thought it was just a parody thing. Like, someone just making it up. Then I just see like articles being written about it, and people write, "Oh, like this is a real form." This is a real... It looks sick. Yeah. It looks sick, you know. The design looks sick, but, like, I was laughing my ass off at the name.
Yeah, no. It's a weird name, but I think, unlike Goku's form, where I think the name makes sense, because that is actually a form that people have, the angels have it, it's known throughout ages. Vegeta's one was just made up on the spot, in the sense where it's not really a saying that anyone's ever had before. A form that anyone's ever had before. It's more like, this is his own thing. So that's why I think the name then is more suited to Vegeta, as like his personality, I guess.
So
to us, the name sounds stupid because it's just a Vegeta thing, rather than it's a thing that anyone else can have. Like, I can never see Goku say, "Oh, you know what? I also want to achieve Ultra Ego." What?
That is true. The thing is it stronger than Ultra Instinct? Like, I bet that's what everybody's asking right now.
That was the debate for a long time, right? Like, what? Because at the end of the day, we still don't fully know the capabilities of this new form. We've all kind of, there's been a lot of speculation, right?
Was it stronger than Goku's form?
It performed better than Goku's form in the manga episode, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of theories around that.
Fears around what? So, like, what's the unique selling ability for Ultra Ego? Like, what? I mean, I know Goku with Ultra Instinct is all about dodging and shit, isn't it? But what's Ultra Ego? Is it like the same thing, or?
Well, they've tried to build it as kind of like a different thing, right? So it's more based on destructive energy, right? So, Beerus, where he can erase things and stuff. And Vegeta kind of has that with it has that with his new form as well. The concept of this one as well is like, rather than dodging, it's about taking damage.
Because I think I saw a panel of him getting punched in like the.
Yeah, and he's like, it makes me stronger.
You see, this goes back to our concept though about how Goku really is just a better fighter. Like, Vegeta has to have these abilities where he just like erases things with just pure destructive abilities or energy, huge blasts, and he just tanks abilities because he doesn't dodge. It's just like this guy is just a brawler. Like that's how I'd explain it. He's a brawler while Goku is an actual martial artist. And it's just it's interesting to see that difference between the two.
I think that's probably one of the good things the show has done recently is try to split them apart rather than it seem like Vegeta is chasing Goku, like, oh, I've got blue now, you've got green, I'm gonna get green too, whatever. It's more like you've got your own thing that I'll follow down this way, and Goku's gonna follow down that way, right? Yeah. You're just going their own separate ways, which is that I think one of the best things they've given to Vegeta. And even in that arc, the arc that's going on now, we talked a little about Vegeta's development. Even this, we got to see a lot more. In the sense where he's trying to take responsibility for what the Saiyans did to Granola's people.
Mm. What? So the Saiyans, the Saiyans obliterated Granola's people?
Well? Oh, yeah. They killed us, motherfuckers. Yeah.
How is he going to take responsibility for taking Bulma away from Yamcha?
No, that's not going to happen.
He probably doesn't even know about that. I bet Bulma was never even mentioned his name.
I'm just saying, man. If you're going to be, look.
No, I just had one question. You know that Ultra Ego form? You know that Goku's is it Kaioken form? Mm-hmm. Is it Kaioken?
What is Ultra Instinct?
Is that what you call it? I thought you called it Kaioken or something.
The red one, or the white one.
Yeah, like red or pink or whatever.
Oh, the red one. Yeah.
I was gonna say which form is stronger because I've seen both, but I can't. Like the side, because I've seen the Vegeta go to his neighbor Super Saiyan, it's Ultra Ego, and I've seen Goku do that. But I say they're gonna verse each other. Like, what's happening there?
Well, the idea about Kaioken is like a multiplier, isn't it? So, like, if Goku daily adds it to any, he can add it to anything he wants. So, if he adds it to anything, he might just fuck up Vegeta. We don't know.
They're gonna keep having more forms, they're gonna keep having more colors, and then they're gonna turn into rainbow forms, and it's gonna be
exactly
all the colors of the world.
And that's what we're waiting for to see. We're waiting to see Super Saiyan
multicolor
where they start powering.
They're running out of ideas, man. It sounds like they're really running out of ideas.
True, but then like. We should have talked about it earlier, I guess, but they've given Vegeta more abilities now. So he's done the instant transmission and he can do this thing called spirit fusion. And
he went to Yardra, isn't it?
Yeah, he went to Yardra. So he's learned some of those abilities that was exclusive to Goku. See, now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just, the respect level goes a bit lower because why does he have to flip and mimic Goku? Like, if he's trying to find his own way, why is he going to Yardra?
But the thing is, I think he went there initially to like learn how to control his energy or like master his energy control so he can do better. And he even said it himself in the arc, like he doesn't want to be Goku, so he's not going to try and use the instant transmission anymore.
I think he only used that time to get to find that person.
Yeah, Mara.
You know, it must be so great to be so powerful that you can pick and choose what moves you want to use and what you don't. I don't want to use this move because I want to be like Goku. And then Gohan, Goten, and Trunks are all over here doing baby shit while Goku and Vegeta are just going crazy, crazy levels.
Yeah.
It's madness. It's pretty cool. I should be interesting.
But then, is there ever going to be a time where these two actually fight to the death?
I think the writer is trying
That's not in their story anymore.
No,
okay, that's
yeah, they kind of already had that twice. That's
lovely, it's a shame.
Yeah,
what would you guys say is your favorite scene?
When he smokes an apple from. When you smoked him up, when you picked him up, threw him up into the sky. From I don't even know what it was that he
had. Do you know why that was so hilarious? It's because of like how small Vegeta was. He wasn't even bulky in the same fucking, and Nappa was just this huge guy. And I'm just seeing getting thrown in the air. I was like, how is this even possible? it was hilarious.
The Vegeta is sick. That's how it's possible.
Oh my gosh, just go get a room, man. Jesus.
I wish.
Well, Yeah, that's a good scene. What's my favorite scene? I'm trying to think of a scene, you know.
Probably when he gets touched up by Kid Boo.
What did you say, sorry?
Probably when he gets touched up by Kid Boo.
See, oh, your favorite scene is when Vegeta's getting fucked up by someone else.
I think he might be saying that just to get on your nerves, Efe.
I am saying it to get on his nerves, but at the same time, clearly, he was underestimating him because, well, it's Kid. And he just gets touched up.
You're a punk bitch.
Wow.
This one is really random. This one is really random, but I like the part where I think it was in Namek after he fought one of Frieza's guys, Zarbon. He got broke up. I don't know why Zarbon went to heal him again, but then further down the line, you just see him flipping punch him in the gut and blast his whole gut. Like, you know, the blast was coming out through the other end of the stomach, man. It's nice.
Steve, you got a bit dark.
Yeah, I know, but still, that's Dragon Ball Z, isn't
it? My favorite scene is when he's monologuing and he's hyping himself up. He's hyping up a new ability or a new transformation. And yeah, that's my favorite scene. My also favorite scene is when he's like wearing that pink shirt that Bulma got for him.
Oh, that's just bad, man.
What the way for Goku, yeah.
And then my next favorite scene, my actual, you know, favorite scene is when he sacrifices himself for Trunks and Goten. He just like knocks them out. And I was like, that was really sad. That's really sad. And I had a lot of respect for him after he did that scene.
Probably mine is when he was fighting Goku in the Majin Vegeta versus Goku, where he pins Goku to the wall and calls him a clown. And it's like, yeah. And then he goes on his little rant about how Goku is stolen everything for him. He's a clown. How can he be stronger than him? I really like that because it just felt so emotional. Like Vegeta was literally
that was a therapy session right there.
Yeah, exactly.
that was a therapy session right there because, you know what? In a way, you kind of do understand Vegeta at that point in the story because, like, why the fuck is this guy keeps getting stronger? He's just like,
yeah,
every single time. What the hell is Super Saiyan 3 now? Like,
to be a lower
Goku was disrespecting him through that whole fight by using like 70% of his power. Like, it's just, oh my god.
Fair region, man. Rude. Yeah, like that.
Okay, guys. So that is our assessment of Vegito. It's a lot shorter than what we usually do. We're trying to figure out a new format. We actually still tweaking this format right here. But yeah, that's our assessment, if you will, of Vegito. If you feel like we were wrong about anything, let us know. If you feel like we missed anything that we should bring up and talk about, let us know. We might add it to another segment and talk about it. Yeah, so that's Vegito, and
comment below if you disagree with anything we've said, guys. Let us know. Chase us up on all the channels that we are on, so Anime Headliners with a Z on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and you can follow me at Steve D Silverback, taglines below, and other guys have their taglines as well. It will be in the description anyway. But yeah, guys, we'll see you next week.